Proclamation number 7731, dated the October 27th, 1960. God's human manifestation in Jesus. The greatest mystery for you humans is and will remain my human manifestation in Jesus Christ. Even if it is explained to you in a comprehensible way, it will nevertheless remain a secret for you, because my being cannot be made completely understandable since you always want to personify a thinking being. Thus, you imagine a spiritually tangible God as something limited and also assign this to Jesus, the human being who, in a manner of speaking, unites two beings within himself. However, this concept is not right, for my being is inscrutable. It is the all-pervading and all-encompassing strength which knows no limitation and yet is intelligent and endowed with will. It is impossible for you humans to imagine my being because you are finite, because you have not yet attained the perfection which removes every limitation. Nevertheless, you, too, are carriers of this strength. You are merely permeated to a limited extent by the strength which, however, Jesus harbored in all fullness because he was perfect. Thus he had, through a life of love, deified himself on earth. No limit for the influx of divine strength existed for him. He was completely permeated by it. Thus my fundamental nature, the divine strength of love, was in him, and so I myself was able to be in him, whose shell had so shaped itself that it enabled a complete permeation of it without being consumed by my strength. And thus it can be said that it was God who merely had made himself visible in the shell of the man Jesus because, as the source of strength, I could not be visible to any being since no being would have survived had it been able to look into the enormous fiery sea of my love. Consequently, I had to create a limitation for myself. I had to choose a form which could be visible to you humans and completely permeate this form. However, the form nevertheless remained what I myself am for eternity, the highest and most perfect being. The form served the highest and most perfect being as an abode for the sake of my living creations which desired to behold me. And yet, they will never ever be able to fathom my nature because it is and remains inscrutable for all created beings, for everything that once emerged from me. Wanting to personify the eternal deity is a misguided notion, for I am not a limited spirit, I am all things. I am the strength which permeates everything, which pervades the whole of infinity, which maintains all beings and creations and safeguards their continued existence. And yet, I am a being which acts in wisdom and love, which uses its will and can think in supreme perfection. Thus love and wisdom always determine its thoughts and omnipotence carries out everything. The fact that the once created beings desire to behold me was the cause of their apostasy. But it was not possible for me to be visible to these beings because they would have ceased to exist in view of the abundance of light and strength which would have had to be revealed to them. Even so, I wanted to satisfy my children's desire. I wanted to visibly present myself to them and I did so in Jesus Christ, in a human shell, which first had to spiritualize itself in order to absorb the abundance of my light and strength. The shell had to become the same spiritual substance which is my fundamental nature for eternity, so as not to perish when I myself permeated the form. Hence nothing human stayed behind, everything was spirit from me and thus Jesus was God. I had become a human being, but only in order to accomplish, as a human, the mission of redeeming your original sin. Nevertheless, nothing of Jesus the human being stayed behind. Through his life on this earth he had deified himself. He had completely merged with me, his creator and father of eternity. My fundamental nature had manifested itself in him. The eternal spirit which permeates everything had assumed a visible shape in Jesus. And thus I became visible to all my children, whom assured to a point that they can bear to see me, that they may behold me from face to face. Amen.